Members of Congress are back home campaigning for the November 5th elections. They left behind a mixed legacy. The Homeland Security bill is stuck. Prescription drug coverage is stalled. But Congress did pass education reforms, campaign reforms, and tax cuts. David Broder, longtime Washington Post political reporter and columnist, has been out talking to people from Michigan to Florida. When he asked what they thought Congress was doing for them, the response was often blank stares. Broder says in 4 decades of reporting, he's never seen so little connection between voters and their elected representatives.
The invisibility of Congress as an institution is higher now than I can ever remember it being. Folks, when they think about Washington, they think about the war on terrorism, they think about Homeland Security. They're not thinking about anything that is on the domestic side that Congress might or might not have gotten done this year.
Well, Congress did pass a whole lot of legislation in that area. And of course, the public has to know that they passed a resolution on Iraq.
They do know that. And there is a lot of focus on Iraq. There's very strong support for the president as commander in chief. But people have a lot of questions about why we would be going, as they put it, halfway around the world to look for another fight, about where our allies are. Are they going to show up or not? And they have some questions about what's going to happen afterwards if we throw Saddam Hussein out.
Okay, Iraq aside, how do they feel about what Congress has done about fighting terrorism?
The fight on terrorism, they see mainly as the president's business. I don't think very many members of Congress are going to be able to run for re-election because I pass a bill to do such and such on the war on terrorism. What they will talk to you about are the very down-home questions. I was in a shopping center outside Detroit last week. Jobs are a real concern there. Other places I've been, Jacksonville, Florida, not so much of a concern. You won't get very far in any conversation without somebody mentioning that there's a member of their family who's on Medicare, who's having a real struggle paying for prescription drugs.
What about corporate ethics?
I think the corporate culture has taken a terrible shellacking this year, and probably for good reason. But the Democrats, who hoped this was going to be a big issue for them, I think have not connected the dots from what happened in Enron to the Bush administration or to the Republican Party.
How about turnout? Do they plan to be there?
I think it's going to be very difficult to persuade people who are kind of wavering that it's important for them to vote this year. I was down in North Carolina this past weekend, asking people how they feel about this election coming up. Are you excited about the chance to vote? Are you sort of reluctant to vote this time? Or do you think maybe you'll just pass it this year? I was surprised how many people said, well, I just think I might pass on it this year. You ask them why? Well, they'll tell you one thing when they're running, and then they go up to Washington and they do just the opposite. Again, that cynicism that seems so pervasive again. And it's the opposite of what we thought or hoped might be the case after the terrorist attacks, that there might be more trust and faith in government. I'm afraid I don't find that.
David Broder is a reporter and columnist for The Washington Post.